This call is being recorded.
Now, in that ideal image, become aware of your Merkaba light vehicle, your Merkaba, and step into it as a vehicle, your light body vehicle. For those of you that may be new and don't know what this is, simply think of it as a six-pointed star, a dual tetrahedron, three-pointed or three-dimensional six-pointed star. And that six-pointed star is rotating. The bottom is rotating clockwise. The top is rotating counterclockwise. And you're stepping into it now. And for a point of reference, the movie Contact, when she stepped into that dimensional vehicle, this is very similar to what your Merkaba would be like and is like. And step into it now as if it were a vehicle to travel in, as it is. Let yourself begin to rise upward with the rotating of the Merkaba and the respective colors of the rainbow all around, rising up through the roof of whatever building you're in, higher and higher up into the sky, up past the clouds, till you pass the Earth's atmosphere and become aware of all of the ships out here and the planets of the solar system and the sun. And then look back, turn around, and look at the Earth way down there and your body. And let yourself just float here in your Merkaba vehicle. Just float along. Become aware of all of the energy that is coming into the planet, has been coming in for some time and continues to come in and continues to bombard the planet with energy, wave after wave after wave, sometimes larger waves, sometimes smaller. And the waves of energy, just see them continuing to come in as if you had a time-lapse photography, or that you could manipulate time, and in reality you can here in the astral realm. And you can see the waves as they've been coming in for some time now, and as they continue to come in. So you can be in the past, and the present, and the future, all at one time. See these energies, these waves of energy coming to the planet. Now, if you can, you can be in three different places at once. In your physical body, way down there, up here, looking down at the Earth, and also there on the Earth, in your astral body. So three different places, and see the waves coming down. So you can see them going down, and see them coming down into the planet, and the waves spreading across the planet. And some of you may be even able to see the energy waves, see them as light, or see them as a frequency that you are able to become aware of because you have the eyes to see. Some of you are even beginning to be able to do that and have spoken of that. You can see the energies in the trees. You can see the energy in the air. You can feel it moving through you. If you can't see it, many of you are feeling it, feeling the collective consciousness. Continue to allow or to feel these waves of energy coming down into the planet, one after another. And as the ocean tides, as they come in and hit the sand, oftentimes they come in larger and larger. So see it now as waves coming, waves of energy coming down, getting larger and larger and larger, until the final wave, the one, the event, till that one comes down, coming down through all of the galactic central suns, emanating from the universal source, through all the galactic central suns, down into this galactic central sun, through the planets of the solar system and all the cosmic beings that are out here, and down to the earth. And that final culminating energy consciousness wave spreading now across the planet, enveloping everything in its wake as a tsunami of love that spreads out to all corners of the globe. Enlights or enlightens all dark areas, illuminates all with light, all with love. And the illusion of separateness dissipating and eventually disappearing. For there can be no separateness when you are one within the source. So feel these energies now. See them, feel them, hear them. But all of your senses become alive as the oneness of source is fully once again here on the planet. And the dimensional frequency of this planet has risen higher and higher to the fifth and beyond dimension. And all of the people on the planet have risen along with it. Those that will not, will not. But all of life, whether human, animal, plant, or mineral, raises in consciousness to align with the frequency consciousness of the planet, of Gaia herself. Now take just a moment and feel and know and envision what that will be like. What it will be like across the planet as man loves each other once again, where there is no walls, no separateness, no boundaries. All people are one within the God Source, and feel that God Source through them. feel what that will be like. Feel even now, in this moment, what it is like. Now let yourselves begin to drift back to your Merkaba or your Merkaba if you left it, back down toward your physical body, merging all of yourself back into your physical body, tucking yourself back in. Coming back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Sananda. And I am here at this time and in these moments to continue this awakening process with all of you, to continue to guide you, assist you, wherever that is possible. And you all have a saying, the times they are a-changing. And these times are certainly about that. It is about change. It is about awakening. It is about remembering who you are. But not only you, the light workers and warriors, but the collective consciousness as well must come along. And you are the way showers to bring this about. But you can only do so much. You can only do what you are able to do in the moment. And do not feel in any way, if you are not making a dent, if you are not making a difference, do not condemn yourself for this. For you must awaken first, and then assist others in their awakening as they are ready to do so. But as you are finding out, not all are ready at this time. Not all come to understand what you have come to understand. So many are still continuing to sleep. So many are continuing to be within their slumber and have been for many, many lifetimes and continuing in this one. But do not fear at all that everything is not going to change, because it is. You are coming out of the storm. The storm is upon you now, and you have been in the eye of the storm. Many of you have been very comfortable there, but the comfort is now leaving for many of you. You are finding that you can no longer be in that storm and be comfortable in it. You must go beyond it now. You must realize that everything is certainly happening for a reason and being orchestrated, and that the plan is continuing to be in the works. And do not despair, as many of you are attempting or tending to do now. Many of you find yourselves becoming ensconced again within the three-dimensional illusion at times. But at other times, you realize that you can come to your center within you, and you can feel the universal source of your being fully enveloped within you. And in those times, you realize that everything is exactly as it needs to be, and you are in the exact place in that moment that you need to be there. So have heart, people. Have heart. that you are moving ahead exactly as you need to right now. There is nothing to be concerned about, even though it appears that all around you are bringing concern to the picture. All around you are continuing to hold fear. But it is up to you, the light workers and warriors, to help to extinguish that fear, to help to raise it to the higher vibrational frequencies within you, and to help them as well to come out of that fear. Not in a way that is detrimental to you. We would never suggest to take a chance like that, to bring anything to you that is not for your better and higher good, highest good. But know that as you are working for your highest good and for the highest good of all around you, that you have everyone's best interest in mind. So trust, continue to trust in the plan, because it is exactly the plan that you have been a part of creating for many thousands of years. And that plan is coming to a culmination now. It is not far off at all, where you will find salvation, and all around you will find that salvation as well. You will find your freedom, because freedom is what your destiny is, what your right is. Freedom, freedom to be whoever you are. Freedom to reach to the very stars above you. Freedom to become the highest good within you that you can be in the moment. It is your birthright. It is your destiny. It is the plan. I am Sananda, and I leave you now in peace and love and harmony and joy. And ask you each one now to continue to reach out to your brother and sister, to reach out and bring them the light whenever they ask for it. Om Mani Padme Om. Om Mani Padme Om. 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 Greetings to you, one who serves here, Shoshani here. And we are ready to answer your questions if you have them. And we do our best when we have these question answer sessions to be able to alleviate your concerns, to be able to assist you in helping you through this entire process. We know this process is difficult, but you also, each one, know that you came here for this. You came here to be a part of this. You knew the travails that would be a part of you, although you were not quite aware how difficult your lifetimes could be coming into this one. But you knew that at some point that you would reach the culmination, you would reach the end, and this is it, people. This is the times you have been waiting for. This is the times that you have been preparing for, and everything is, you are exactly in the moment right now where you need to be, right here, right now, in this moment. Now we ask for your questions if you have them. Anyone here on the phone here that wants to ask their questions? You can unmute your phone now. Yes?
Hello, this is Lorelai. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, okay, good. So I'd like to qu ask a question. I don't know if this is a good question or a bad question or whatever, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Many of us, there's a little chagrin, I think, when you consider people who have done such dark, dark deeds, and then it sounds like they're kind of going to get off scot-free, if you will, which I know is not a very enlightened way to look at it, and that's why I'm saying this, as I am. But I do believe myself, and I would like some validation of this. I kind of believe that the life itself of such an evil person who harms children or does all these terrible things, I have a sense that the life itself is a punishment. It's just such a misery of a life, I would think. And I think that if we know maybe a little bit about how miserable a life folks like that might have had, then we can have a little more compassion. So can you say anything about, the law of karma and the lives of people that do evil deeds like that?
Yes, first of all, they are not going to get off scot-free as you are giving here. No one can because everyone is in judgment but of themselves. It is not anyone or any council or anything that will be in judgment of them, but they will find the judgment within themselves and they will need to relive all the past hurts, all that they have done to ones before them. Just as anyone, when they pass to the other side, go through this judgment process. Again, not anyone judging them or even the source judging them, but themselves judging because that is the real karmic debt to pay here, as you are saying here. It is the judgment, it is the knowing that they have harmed another, and that is against universal law. And when they go against universal law, then there can be nothing but a final judgment within themselves, you see? Shoshana, you had any comment?
We can share. May we
Yes.
share, dear sister, our perspective on your question?
Yes, please.
It is important that in this life, as one life, that we view an entity as eternal. That which you see is an eternal being that has lived multiple lives and will continue to live multiple lives and will seek ultimate balance. The law of karma is a balancing act, you see. So there, the human that is profoundly evil, as one who serves has given, will meet the experiences that are required to rebalance that soul. We are a compound entity that lives within the soul, and ultimately, the being will have to rebalance itself to balance the soul and the light within the soul. So you see, as one who serves has given, there is no scot-free, and we must not focus on one entity's life as we are all multidimensional and will be accounted for as we experience all other experiences that balance one to the other. Namaste.
And remember, it has been given many times here, those who will not turn to the light shall be consumed by the light. And that is their final destination if they will not turn. Okay?
Yeah, and can I say one more little quick thing?
Yes?
Would you say it's also correct that the life that they must live without love, without joy, with complete fear all the time, and it must be in some ways its own punishment. Would you say that that's true?
Not so much at the conscious knowing level, but yes, it is true at the higher levels within that one, because they are in darkness. And darkness is bereft of the light. And that is a place that you would not want to go to. Let's just put it that way.
May we also contribute in some way to this?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, the idea of punishment is a 3D concept. It is not about punishment, it is about balance. If we wish to increase our vibration and live as divine beings, the idea of punishment must be left behind, and we must seek to be compassionate. We also must seek to understand that the individual that is living in fear, that is in pain, that we must be compassionate toward that being for just one reason. Because as you become more compassionate towards that being changes, you see. The being that you give compassion and love to has an opportunity to reinvent itself into a higher vibrational being. When a being is suffering, to cast upon that being a punishment will decrease its vibration and send it into a spiral of pain that is worse than what it was feeling before, you see. So as a light worker, the job of a light worker is to find compassion and love and understanding toward that being to uplift it, and the collective will benefit from that completely, you see. Namaste.
This is why we say forgive, forget, and move on.
That was the simple way to say it.
Yes. Forgive, forget, move on. And
thank you so much.
Is there another question here? Any one further question?
I have a question, if I could ask.
Yes.
So when I'm at the supermarket, when I'm in public places, sometimes places where I feel a lot of density from the collective, sometimes I feel like this energy rising up in me, and I feel the need to imagine like dragon fire, like dragons breathing fire. So I feel all this density, and then suddenly I feel the need to imagine a dragon breathing fire. And when I imagine that, suddenly the density clears up. Suddenly the whole atmosphere changes. So I would like to ask, what is this about? What is there a relationship to dragon energy? What happens?
The reason you are certainly having that is because you have a connection here to that dragon energy, as you are saying. And that is something that is very strong within you and a very strong memory, even if it is beyond your conscious knowing self. But we would say for you, because it is so strong, go with it. Whatever works, then do it. If it is not harmful to anyone else, and certainly this is not, for this is simply your memory bringing this idea of the energy here back to you, and a way to protect yourself, to shield, we use this word better here, to shield yourself from the dark forms and the collective dark miasma that is around you in those times. Okay, Shoshana?
We can share on this. May we share, dear brother?
Yes, please. Yeah.
Dear brother, the dragon breath, the fire, is to cleanse. You are cleansing the area around you as has been given by one who serves, so that you may maintain a balance within the darkness, you see, within a public place where there is much darkness, much fear, and much trouble. So you will use this energy to cleanse your auric field so that you can maintain balance, you see. Namaste.
Very good. Nice. There is so much that you particularly who is asking this question could gain from looking back at some of your past lives, which are attributed to this connection with the dragon fire and the dragons themselves. For they are certainly not simply a myth within your mythology here. They were very real and are still at this time very real. So if you wish, you could do some research and look into this further for yourself. But that is up to you. Would there be
I will
other
do
questions
that.
Here? Yes. Would there
Thank
be
you.
Other questions here? Anyone further here?
This is Gina.
Yes.
Hi. My question, I had an experience last night with another nice big ship, and I've seen new ones coming into our atmosphere lately. They're different ships, and so I knew that there was some new star family coming. And so last night, as I was laying down, I was looking out my window, and I see a big bright light, and it's moving slowly, real slow, and it's low. And I'm like, wow, okay, that's too bright to be a plane. So I kept an eye on it, and all of a sudden it stopped right in midair. And that has not happened. I have seen that happen, but that was the very first ship I ever saw that could actually did stay in one place, you know, for periods of time. Well, anyway, so this ship started to blink in and out to let me know, you know, yes, it's me, and I'm here. So I grabbed my phone, ran out to the front door, you know, called to my sister. She was laid on the couch sleeping over. And come on, come here. There's a ship, a huge ship. Now, she it was a non-believer of it. She kind of believes it, but whenever I show her one, nope, that's not it. So I called her to the door. You've got to see this, a big ship. It's blinking in and out, you know. And so she came to the door, and sure enough, it kept doing it for while she was watching as well. So it was really great. So then she went back to what she was doing. I ran and grabbed my telescope and ran outside to view it longer. So anyway, as I was viewing this, so excited, welcoming them, made sure they were of the light, and then was told that they were from, it wasn't anybody that I normally ask if it's them. And so I didn't know who to ask, who it could be. And so I said from the Orion, you know, and it was given a yes. So I just wanted to ask you. Now, the feeling and thoughts that were coming through me was that this ship was sent here. I don't like, how do I say this humbly, to me, to see me. And it was going to be stationed there for me. So I want to hear your side of it.
This is an example of is what we have been saying for some time, in that there would be the glimpses between dimensions. And that is what you are beginning, and more often as we find it, to be able to ascertain here. You are getting those glimpses because you are believing. And the more that you believe, the more that you will get these glimpses, and therefore it will lead to more belief and more of the glimpses. And pretty soon, you will be able to see interdimensionally at a whim, whenever you want to. This is what is coming for you. Maybe pre-event, but it may likely be after the event, where it will become more fully prominent for you to be able to do this. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, Shoshana?
We wish to share, dear sister. May we share?
Yes, Shoshana.
Dear sister, we shall call you Commander. We are filled with emotion because we know that those beings that you have invited into your experience are wishing to communicate with you fully. You command a fleet. You do not know this power yet. You do not know who you truly are yet. You have worked hard to expand your consciousness so that these beings of light can enter into your sphere of influence to be commanded. You must begin to understand this as these beings that have entered your perspective, entered your consciousness, wish for you to ask them for help, to ask them for guidance, to ask them to help the planet. They have come to you many times, and you know this. You have seen the glimpses now for a long time here. Now it is up to you to remember who you are, Commander, and realize that you have the power to communicate with these beings and bring them to the earth to help the planet ascend. This is what we have to say to you. This is very important. You, in your state of humbleness, do not realize your power. Being humble is important. But being powerfully humble and humble in your power is the most important here. Namaste, dear Commander.
And we wish to take this a little bit further, not just for this one who has asked the question, although this has prompted this, for all of you, all of the light workers, the light warriors here, you have to understand where you have come from. You have to understand the importance that you need to give to yourselves. You are not the meek and mild here, although in this lifetime you tend to be that. But remember, as the Yeshua gave, the meek shall inherit the earth. That is what this is all about. You were the volunteers. You volunteered for this mission long, long ago. And as you volunteered for the mission, and there were many, many that volunteered, but many that were not chosen for this. You were the best of the best. You were chosen for this. So you have to understand that when the Shoshana says commander to this one, many of you are also commanders in your higher aspects of yourself. And when the time comes, as your missions continue to unfold here, when the time comes, many of you may very well take your seats upon the ships again. That is all we can say on this. We cannot give more, but just a little glimpse of what is coming for you because of who you all are. You see? Would there be any further questions here now? Anything further from those here on the phone audience? What is your saying? Going once, going twice. Very good. Then we ask for the Linda, if there are those questions here, we can now answer them.
Yes, thank you, Wanha, sir. My first question is from David, asking for you and perhaps Shoshana to elaborate on the exchange process that will be coming our way because of the RV and the Nasara.
The exchange process, as you have come to understand it, with RV, global currency reset, Nasara, all of this is in the works. It is all still in process. It is not something that is going to occur overnight here. It is something that is and going to continue to take some time here. Time as you understand it. Not so much time as we understand it, but time for you in your third dimensional illusion. But that is the idea here. It is in your third dimensional illusion. So it is not something that we would suggest that you would continue to focus on. We would say for you to just let it be. Let it be whatever it is going to be and be grateful for it as it comes, however it comes. Do not focus on date. Do not focus on, oh, now it is going to be announced, or now it is going to be shared here, and now we are going to hear all about the Nisara and all of this. No, just let it be what it's going to be. And before you know it, it will be here within your reality, because you have created it to be so. Okay? Shoshana, anything
we
you add to this?
We can give a perspective on this as gently as we can, because what is more, is of a higher vibration, we would say, is to understand that what you have given one who serves is the exchange process is a very third dimensional concept and suggests a hierarchy. Suggests that some will have assets and some will not. What the divine plan is an attempt at balance. That all will be given what they deserve. All will live freely. All will be in balance. All will have what they need. All will be given abundance. All the playing field will become level. Many do not wish for that, as they wish for an exchange that will give them riches. They wish for an exchange that will keep them secure. You see, those are third dimensional concepts. The exchange is an idea of survival. One must give up those terms. One must give up all of that and wish for compassion and understanding, and that all will receive what they require to live freely and to live abundantly. Namaste.
Yes, very good. Would there any other questions here?
Yes, please. This is Catherine.
Yes, Catherine.
Thank you, one who serves in Shoshana. Blessings. So the topic has come up with about the two, that we will be experienced two sons. Now, I've become aware that many of us are experiencing shifts in our dream, in our sleep time, where a friend of mine, I talked to him yesterday, that, and I'm doing pretty much something very similar, that I'm awake until like 4 o'clock a.m., and then I'm ready to go back, ready to go to bed, and I'm up until like around noon. And so it occurred to me after this conversation with my friend that I'm wondering if this shift in our sleeping patterns may be preparing us for the second sun and the light. Thank you.
What we can tell you is the shift in your sleeping patterns is prominent across the board here. Many are having this particular symptom, ascension symptom, if you wish to call it this, and are experiencing this as the dimensional shift continues to happen here. Whether we can associate it, as you are asking, about the second sun or not, we cannot do that for you yet at this point. But understand that because you are coming up with this concept here, it must have some validity. And that is all we can give as somewhat of a hint here for you. Shoshana, anything you have?
We can share. May we share?
Of course, my sweet.
We must tell you that the sun that has nurtured the earth, has brought life, and has sustained the earth is the mother of the earth. The sun that is the mother of the earth will ask for the sister sun that is behind her to appear when the time is right. As we find it, the mother sun has not requested the presence of the sister. at this time. What we know is that the second son has been there all along, but is behind the mother. When the time is right and when the earth is required to have a second son appear and nurture it and sustain its life, that will happen. What you are finding in your sleep patterns is a preparation. We do not know the time of this preparation, but we do know that the sister son is alive and well and just waiting to be called. Namaste.
Quick question. What just occurred to me is our sister son going by the name of Alcyon?
We cannot give that.
Okay.
At this time. Namaste.
Thank you.
Ben gave you, though, Alcyon is part of the galactic central sun. That is the name for the galactic central sun.
Thank you.
Yes.
Be ready. It will appear when the time is right. And those who have eyes to see will be gleeful and joyous at its appearance.
Yes.
Indeed.
Would there be other questions here now?
Yes, this is Linda. I have two more questions from the email.
Yes.
The next question is in regard to the United Kingdom. What is the real reason that Prince Harry left the royal family, and is the Prime Minister working with the cabal?
The Prince Harry knows the truth, and the truth has set him free. That is all we can say on that. And the one that you are speaking of as Prime Minister, whether it is cabal or not, we cannot give that directly. That is something that must come to the truth of the collective consciousness when the moment is needed here. We cannot give that personal here. Shoshana, we do not know
share.
If you want to.
We wish to share. We wish to share for all to hear. There is duality on this planet. This is the principle that this planet was founded on, to teach one to choose light, you see. It is a choice. The family known as the royal family has both elements, has the light and the dark, as most families do on this planet. When one of the members of a family moves away from the core of the family, it is most likely that that one has chosen the light and has chosen the truth. We cannot say whether this one has chosen that, but we can say that the movement in consciousness that requires one to choose light over darkness is heavy upon this planet. And you will see many breaking away from those that you call cabals. Namaste.
Yes. Very good. Are there another question here?
Yes. The last question is, when will the pandemic be over? And when the world finally opens up, will President Trump be able to tell us the truth about what really happened?
First of all, we would say to you to not use that terminology, pandemic, because it is not such. It has never been that. It is more of what the James calls and others have called here a psyop, a mass hallucination or mass hypnosis here, and creating a mass illusion that to bring fear into the project, into the plan here, by those of the dark forces to continue to hold control. That was what this is largely about. There are many facets of this, but it is mostly about control and bringing mass hypnosis of control to the population. of not only here in this country, but the entire world. But as you know, they have largely failed here, because much of what is happening, or has happened, and what is happening, is being shifted and changed by those of the light to bring diversity, or bring something more positive to the situation as a result of this, by what you call the Alliance. They are deeply involved in all of this and are a part of bringing the expression through here of the light and overcoming the darkness. That is what we can tell you here on this. Shoshana?
We can share. Who would like to share our perspective on this? The human asking the question is forecasting a future, is requesting that we forecast a future. And what we are going to ask again, for all that are listening and all that wish to raise their vibration to its highest level of divinity, is please live in the moment. Please find joy in the moment. You will find that a planet such as this will expand and contract, fight for the light, fight for the dark, chaos, drama, etc. What you must find is the neutral point. What you must find is joy within yourself. You must live in the moment as much as you can and sustain appreciation, gratitude, and joy in those moments, you see. When you have achieved that, all will change for you, regardless of what others are doing. Namaste.
Very good. Are there any further questions here before we release channel?
Yeah, I have a short question. This is Claudia. Hello, yes. One Who Serves, and Shoshana. What you said about Harry, about leaving England and the kingdom and his past, I left Germany and my full family over there in 76. Is that also the reason why I did?
We cannot say what your reason was, because only you know the reason. But we can tell you from a higher perspective, you are right where you need to be. Okay?
Yeah, and I know that.
Yes.
Okay. We wish to share.
Of course, please.
Dear Goddess, we find it amazingly interesting that you have asked this question, because you know the answer. You have been in pursuit of the light since the time of your birth, you see. You walk as a goddess, not knowing you are a goddess, you see. You must acknowledge who you are. You must know your power. You must maintain humility in that power, and you must use it for the light, for the upliftment of all, and we find that that is what you do, you see. It does not matter where you are, what your environment is, what country you are in, where you left and where you stay. It is up to you to know who you are. That is your mission. Namaste.
Yeah, thank you, and I know that, but... and I know I needed to get away there, because there were too many strings attached.
Of course. Yeah. We know you know.
Thank you.
Very good. And now that we know, we are ready to release channel here. Shoshana, do you have any final parting message here?
We wish to ask the light to do just that. And to do that, one must rise above the chaos. One must live in the light. One must find the joy in the moment. One must disregard the drama, as the drama is a distraction to pull you away from the light. Live within the light in the moment, in gratitude, love, compassion, and understanding for all. Namaste.
Very good. And we just simply say keep on keeping on here. Don't let those things which are going around you hold you down, hold you back, bring you to depression, all of these things that are tending to happen. Because you are seeing the inequality of man, sometimes at their worst here. But if you look beyond this, if you look for the silver lining that is there, then you will see that in these moments that everything is certainly working out as it needs to. And it is the calm before the storm, or rather the darkness before the dawn. That is a better analogy here to use. Because even though it appears dark around you at times here, and it tends to bring you into what you call the doldrums, do not allow that. Because if you find yourself in the moment and find that neutral place within you in the moment, then you will certainly see that the sun is shining on the other side of that storm. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti.